right. So we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, still kind of wading through this chapter. Now Paul has certainly started in the last chapter, but he's certainly applying what he's taught in the early parts of our reading in 1 Corinthians. Today it says flee. Don't mess with, don't play around the edges, don't get close to the line, but flee from sexual immorality. And we've talked about this idea many times, I think, in these morning readings, because it's something that is kind of burned into my brain. But this idea that there are some things that we can manage, there are some things we can deal with by way of willpower, and there are some things that are best suited for the flee category. And Paul is saying sexual immorality certainly falls into this flee category. Another way to think of these kinds of issues is in terms of appetite. I've heard pastors talk about, especially Andy Stanley, talk about this idea that there are some things that give rise to appetite, and things for which we develop an appetite, a craving or a yearning, or that tend to cause us to move away from others and move into hiding in order to enjoy more of them. Those are the same sins that we should be very careful to flee. And sexual immorality certainly falls in that category. It's an alienating thing. And notice another element that Paul introduces here, that sexual immorality is a sin against our own body. And that however we want to understand what he's actually communicating there, because there's some nuance to what he's communicating and some language barriers. The thing we can certainly say is that sexual sin is unique in his eyes. And so all of this kind of goes back to the very first sentence of the day, the very first verse of the day today. And I think this is one of those memory verses that that really we ought to have just tattooed in our brain. And this is honestly something I'm going to be praying through and working to memorize, and not just memorize, but be able to quote where this is. And it actually appears a couple places in this work, but it's all things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be dominated by anything. That's the English Standard Version. Another translation says, I have the right to do anything, you said, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. Those are just strong words, and I think it gives rise to an important question for us to consider as we move into the rest of the day. And that question, it really is this: it's what has mastered me? What is in the process of mastering me that I need to consider, and that I need to address? And I need to pray for either the courage to flee or the power to manage. So what has mastered me already, or what is in the process of mastering me, that I need to consider and that I need to address, and pray for either the courage to flee or the willpower to manage? Another fantastic takeaway and message from Paul today.